Zondervan presents Exposure by Brandi Lynn Collins, A Seatbelt Suspense, read by Laurel Merlington. For my mom, Ruth Siemens, and the denizens of Wilmore. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. 1 John 4:18, New King James Version. Part 1. Of all the liars in the world, sometimes the worst are your own fears. Rudyard Kipling. 1. She'd forgotten to turn on the porch lights. Casey Ray pulled into her driveway and slowed her red PT Cruiser. Her gaze bored into the night. The street lamp across the road behind her dispelled too few shadows. Someone could be out there, watching. Her gaze cut left to the neighbor's decrepit black barn and its fence in need of paint. The barn hulked sullen and taunting, its bowed slats the perfect hiding place for peering eyes. Casey shuddered. She looked down Village Circle, running to the left of the barn into the apartment complex of Jessamine Village. All was quiet, not unusual for a nighttime in Wilmore, Kentucky, a small town about 20 minutes south of Lexington. To the right of Casey's house, old Mrs. Foley's wide front porch was lit. Casey stared into the dimness beyond the lamplight, searching for movement. A curtain on Mrs. Foley's side living room window edged back. Casey tensed. Backlit by a yellow glow, the elderly woman's thin frame hunched behind the glass, watching. Casey's fingers curled around the steering wheel. "It's only Mrs. Foley. It's only Mrs. Foley." The woman was harmless. Still, a vice clamped around Casey's chest. Since childhood, she'd fought the strangling sense of